Among the most established religions in the world, Judaism's history begins around 2000 BCE with the covenant between God and Abraham. Over 1,000 years later, the Jewish faithful believe God's laws and commandments were revealed to Prophet Moses on Mount Sinai, forming the Torah, which is the first part of the Hebrew Bible. The Hebrew Bible, or Tanakh, and the ancient writings of the Talmud embody the beliefs and practices of Judaism. Present in every aspect of the religion is a single, omniscient, and compassionate God. The central authority of Judaism is vested in the sacred texts, traditions, and rabbis. The word rabbi is used to address a religious teacher or master. Today, on Between Master and Disciples, we present to you chapters 20 to 23 of the Book of Proverbs from Judaism's Holy Tanakh.
Proverbs chapter 20. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is riotous, and whosoever reeleth thereby is not wise. The terror of a king is as the roaring of a lion, he that provoketh him to anger forfeiteth his life. It is an honour for a man to keep aloof from strife, but every fool will be snarling. The sluggard will not plough when winter setteth in, therefore he shall beg in harvest and have nothing.
Counsel in the heart of man is like deep water, but a man of understanding will draw it out. Most men will proclaim every one his own goodness, but a faithful man who can find? He that walketh in his integrity as a just man, happy are his children after him. A king that sitteth on the throne of judgment scattereth away all evil with his eyes.
Who can say, I have made my heart clean, I am pure from my sin? Divers weights and divers measures, both of them alike, are an abomination to the Lord. Even a child is known by his doings, whether his work be pure and whether it be right. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord hath made even both of them.
Love not sleep, lest thou come to poverty. Open thine eyes, and thou shalt have bread in plenty. It is bad, saith the buyer, but when he is gone his way, then he boasteth. There is gold and a multitude of rubies, but the lips of knowledge are a precious jewel. Bread of falsehood is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel.
He that goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets, therefore meddle not with him that openeth wide his lips. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in the blackest darkness. An estate may be gotten hastily at the beginning, but the end thereof shall not be blessed. Say not thou, I will requite evil. Wait for the Lord, and he will save thee.
Divers weights are an abomination to the Lord, and a false balance is not good. A man's goings are of the Lord. How then can man look to his way? A wise king sifteth the wicked, and turneth the wheel over them.
The spirit of man is the lamp of the Lord, searching all the inward parts. Mercy and truth preserve the king, and his throne is upheld by mercy. The glory of young men is their strength, and the beauty of old men is the hoary head.
Proverbs chapter 21. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the watercourses. He turneth it whithersoever he will. Every way of a man is right in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the hearts. To do righteousness and justice is more acceptable to the Lord than sacrifice.
A haughty look and the proud heart, the tillage of the wicked, is sin. The thoughts of the diligent tend only to plenteousness, but everyone that is hasty hasteth only to want. The getting of treasures by a lying tongue is a vapour driven to and fro. They that seek them seek death.
The violence of the wicked shall drag them away, because they refuse to do justly. The way of a man is froward and strange, but as for the pure, his work is right. When the scorner is punished, the thoughtless is made wise, and when the wise is instructed, he receiveth knowledge.
Whoso stoppeth his ears at the cry of the poor, he also shall cry himself, but shall not be answered. To do justly is joy to the righteous, but ruin to the workers of iniquity. The man that strayeth out of the way of understanding shall rest in the congregation of the shades.
He that loveth pleasure shall be a poor man. He that loveth wine and oil shall not be rich. The wicked is a ransom for the righteous, and the faithless cometh in the stead of the upright. There is desirable treasure and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man swalloweth it up.
He that followeth after righteousness and mercy findeth life, prosperity, and honour. A wise man scaleth the city of the mighty, and bringeth down the stronghold wherein it trusteth. Whoso keepeth his mouth and his tongue keepeth his soul from troubles.
A proud and haughty man, scorner is his name, even he that dealeth in overbearing pride. The desire of the slothful killeth him, for his hands refuse to labour. There is that coveteth greedily all the day long, but the righteous giveth and spareth not.
The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination, how much more when he bringeth it with the proceeds of wickedness? A false witness shall perish, but the man that obeyeth shall speak unchallenged. A wicked man hardeneth his face, but as for the upright, he looketh well to his way. There is no wisdom, nor understanding, nor counsel against the Lord.
Proverbs chapter 22. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favour rather than silver and gold. The rich and the poor meet together. The Lord is the maker of them all. A prudent man seeth the evil and hideth himself, but the thoughtless pass on and are punished.
Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that keepeth his soul holdeth himself far from them. Train up a child in the way he should go, and even when he is old, he will not depart from it. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. He that soweth iniquity shall reap vanity, and the rod of his wrath shall fail.
He that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Cast out the scorner, and contention will go out, yea, strife and shame will cease. He that loveth pureness of heart, that hath grace in his lips, the king shall be his friend. The eyes of the Lord preserve him that hath knowledge, but he overthroweth the words of the faithless man.
The sluggard saith, there is a lion without, I shall be slain in the streets. One may oppress the poor, yet will their gain increase. One may give to the rich, yet will want come. Incline thine ear, and hear the words of the wise, and apply thy heart unto my knowledge.
For it is a pleasant thing if thou keep them within thee. Let them be established altogether upon thy lips. That thy trust may be in the Lord, I have made them known to thee this day, even to thee. Have not I written unto thee excellent things of counsels and knowledge, that I might make thee know the certainty of the words of truth, that thou mightest bring back words of truth to them that send thee?
Rob not the weak, because he is weak, neither crush the poor in the gate. For the Lord will plead their cause, and despoil of life those that despoil them. Make no friendship with a man that is given to anger, and with a wrathful man thou shalt not go, lest thou learn his ways and get a snare to thy soul.
Be thou not of them that strike hands, or of them that are sureties for debts. If thou hast not wherewith to pay, why should he take away thy bed from under thee? Remove not the ancient landmark which thy fathers have set. Seest thou a man diligent in his business? He shall stand before kings, he shall not stand before mean men.
Proverbs chapter 23. When thou sittest to eat with a ruler, consider well him that is before thee. Be not desirous of his dainties, seeing they are deceitful food. Weary not thyself to be rich, cease from thine own wisdom.
Wilt thou set thine eyes upon it? It is gone, for riches certainly make themselves wings, like an eagle that flieth toward heaven. Speak not in the ears of a fool, for he will despise the wisdom of thy words. Remove not the ancient landmark, and enter not into the fields of the fatherless. For their Redeemer is strong, he will plead their cause with thee.
Apply thy heart unto instruction, and thine ears to the words of knowledge. My son, if thy heart be wise, my heart will be glad, even mine. Yea, my reins will rejoice when thy lips speak right things.
Let not thy heart envy sinners, but be in the fear of the Lord all the day. For surely there is a future, and thy hope shall not be cut off. Hear thou, my son, and be wise, and guide thy heart in the way.
Be not among winebibbers, among gluttonous eaters of flesh, for the drunkard and the glutton shall come to poverty, and drowsiness shall clothe a man with rags. Hearken unto thy father that begot thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old.
Buy the truth, and sell it not, also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous will greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child will have joy of him. Let thy father and thy mother be glad, and let her that bore thee rejoice.
My son, give me thy heart, and let thine eyes observe my ways. Who crieth woe? Who, alas? Who hath contentions? Who hath raving? Who hath wounds without cause? Who hath redness of eyes?
They that tarry long at the wine, they that go to try mixed wine. Look not thou upon the wine when it is red, when it giveth its colour in the cup, when it glideth down smoothly. At the last it biteth like a serpent, and stingeth like a basilisk.
Thine eyes shall behold strange things, and thy heart shall utter confused things. Yea, thou shalt be as he that lieth down in the midst of the sea, or as he that lieth upon the top of a mast. They have struck me, and I felt it not. They have beaten me, and I knew it not. When shall I awake? I will seek it yet again.
We thank you for joining us today on Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Please stay tuned for Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next, right after Noteworthy News. May heavens bless your life with joy and tranquility.